Dana Daniel Ziggy, and this is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. Well, let's begin the conversation. In this episode, we're looking at divisive moves that wounded the polity and the challenges ahead for the incoming administration. The announcement of a Muslim-Muslim ticket by the ruling party APC for its presidential candidate heated the polity, with Christian groups and leaders endorsing the candidature of Peter Obi, the LP candidate. Also, the choice of a northern candidate by the People's Democratic Party was considered by the South as a breach of agreement. Results of the presidential elections, alongside others, revealed the divisions created as Nigerians voted along religions and regional lines. Though the People's Democratic Party and Labour Party are still in course to contend the results, the winner of the elections and APC candidate Bola Tinubu will be sworn in as president on the 29th of May. Does this incoming administration have what it takes to unite the country and heal the divisive wounds? Adnan Mukhtar, Director, Media and Publicity of the People's Democratic Party Presidential Council in Kano, bears his mind on this.
Firstly, the Muslim ticket that brought Bola Ahmed Tinubu to become the president of this country has created disunity, has created disharmony, has become a threat to our peaceful coexistence as a country. Because this is what necessitated or what brought the issue of the Christians, as a whole coming together to back the candidature of Peter Obi of the Labour Party. Voting for him because he's an Igbo man. They are not voting for him from his country in the southeast. They voted for him because he's a Christian. It's because they are seeing the Muslim ticket as an agenda to marginalize the Christians in the country. And Nigeria, as a country with different ethnic groups and with Muslims and Christians and the people that are not even the Muslim and the people that are even the traditionalists, people that even don't have religion, it's a country that you're supposed to manage very well when it comes to this kind of issue. You have to be very, very serious. You have to be very, very sensitive, because now if you say that it's going to be Muslim ticket, now Muslim ticket has come into reality with Tinubu and Kashim Shettima as president and vice president. And now the first now issue that Tinubu is encountering now is the issue of the Speaker of the House of Representatives, because many of the prominent contenders are from the north and they are Muslims. This is an issue that is also going to further disunite Nigerians. You have to balance the equation, because the country does not belong to Muslims alone. It does not belong to Christians alone. Everything has to be balanced. And so far, so good. There is this call for the restructuring of this country. And then how are you going to restructure this country while you have this problem of disunity among Nigerians? This is the first issue that Bola Tinubu has to be very critical and has to pay serious attention to. The unity of this country is non-negotiable.
That was Adnan Mukhtar, Director, Media and Publicity of the People's Democratic Party Presidential Council in Kano. While the Labour Party reportedly used religion as a tool to gain votes from Christians, a reported leaked audio conversation of the Labour Party presidential candidate added salt to injury. The presidential spokesman of the Labour Party candidate shares his thoughts on whether the Tinubu administration has what it takes to unite Nigeria.
Well, let me first of all debunk the issue of whether we appeal to religious people. It is not true.
If you remember very well, our principal always used this particular terminology, say, does a Christian buy a bread cheaper than a Muslim?
Mm-hmm.
Or does a Hausa man buy bread cheaper than a Yoruba man? You see, that is all to debunk the issue of tribe or religion, but rather based on the contemporary issue that is bedeviling the nation.
Okay, but some of these allegations, especially brewing from the leaked telephone conversation, is your party not worried that this might have led to some disturbing issues, and especially divisive issues among Nigerians?
Well, the question you want to ask is that for those who leaked the video, what was their intention on the audio? Their intention is to sell to the Nigerian people that we are using religion. Meanwhile, they are the ones that actually properly and openly use religion as a yardstick for their strategy in winning elections. Talking about the Muslim ticket, saying that it is only when it is done that the tribe and the religion will vote for them. So we on our own case did not even use religion, but we are the one that at the focal point of probably thinking that it was us that was using religion. It is unbelievable.
All right, so with all this, what would your advice be to the incoming administration to ensure that Nigeria is united and healed?
When you say incoming administration, for me, if we are the one, which I believe we will be, we know what we want to do. What we want to do is simple. We want to change the narrative and change the system such a way that the Nigerian people are forced in the minds of everything that we do. Whether somebody wants to learn from what we want to do, that I wouldn't say.
That was Yunusa Tanko, presidential spokesman of the Labour Party candidate. It seems the grass always suffers when elephants fight. Now, what is the impact of all this on ordinary Nigerians? Well, we'll find out shortly.
www.delitrust.com.
That's the home of news you can trust.
And features, analysis, and in-depth reports that are rich.
That's right. In addition, you can get much more.
But how?
Let me introduce you to Trust Plus, where you can get added value.
And where is that?
Visit the Trust Plus portal and subscribe.
You mean subscribe to become a member?
Yes, and that entitles you to exciting opportunities.
Like what?
A chance to connect with Daily Trust journalists to suggest stories you want to read and even contribute in producing the story.
Wow, could you show me how to get a Trust Plus?
It's simple. You can visit the portal on membership.dailytrust.com now.
You are welcome back. In this episode, we're talking about the divisive moves by political parties that heated the polity and the challenges of uniting the country ahead for the incoming administration. Before we went on break, we heard from the two main opposition parties, PDP and Labour Party, on whether the incoming administration has what it takes to unite Nigeria. Though the Labour Party presidential spokesperson denies the party using religion as a tool to garner votes, he, however, hopes that the new administration walks towards a united Nigeria. The PDP presidential spokesman in Kano also hopes so. These decisions by a few, no doubt, has direct impact on many Nigerians and with potential to further cause divisions in the polity, if not properly managed. It will no doubt take a lot of effort to heal these wounds. But will Nigerians forget their differences and vote based on competence and merit in the future? Political analyst Professor Kamilu Fagi tells us more.
You see, these tendencies, religion, sectionalism, ethnicity, and so on, have been with us for quite some time. But actually, they have been panned, and, it was with this election. Before now, there was a time when we had Muslim ticket or Christian Muslim, and nobody cared, even though it was there. But because of some people's personal wishes and aspiration, so that is why they pan the embers of that hatred, and now it became a serious campaign issue. Let's not forget what happened was when APC. Either rightly or wrongly had a Muslim ticket. Yeah, it will have serious impact because at least now we are seeing it in the difficulty for them to establish leadership, like in the National Assembly. This thing is reverberating on the issue of religion and sectionalism. So it will have that thing. And secondly, it will put him at loggerhead with so many sections. For example, now, all the six geopolitical zones, in one way or another, are trying to get a better position in terms of what we have, even though constitutionally the six geopolitical zones are not constitutional. What we have are the 36 states, and that will be the basis of distribution of our offices and positions. But yet, we are seeing it to be more pronounced now on that issue. So I think it will make things difficult for the incoming government in order to, you know, unify the country and to see that this has not become a serious challenge that it will cripple the system.
All right, so now moving forward, do you think Nigerians would ever forget their differences and vote based on competence and merit?
You see, they will, because this issue of ethnicity, religion, and all sorts of division is not the concern of the ordinary Nigerian. It is for the elite. And it is the elite that are finding this issue, the ambers of this issue. So unless we have credible leadership that are selfless and that are nationalistic in orientation and, you know, who are committed, who are really truly democratic, then we'll be able to go over it. And this depends on how the electorate are able to elect credible leadership of the electorate.
That was Professor Kamilu Fagi, political scientist from the Bayero University in Kano. What should the incoming government do to unite the country and make all Nigerians feel included? In an interview with Daily Trust editor Hamza Idris, APC director of the Presidential Campaign Council, Bayo Onanuga, tells us how the ruling party intends to carry out this task.
I think we're making some very strategic appointments people to head in. I cannot say for sure that his list of ministers will be ready in 10 days. I cannot say for sure, but I'm sure he's working at it. And just have it ready. You know, politics is a very complex country. You need to consult. You need to carry everybody along. You cannot just sit down somewhere and make up a list. You need everybody to buy into that list, so that they don't have the kind of flashback or whatever, the kind of fears you are seeing now with regards to the positions in the National Assembly.
So Mr. Bayo, what assurance will you give Nigerians that the president-elect, once he takes over, he will settle fully in Nigeria and, you know, face the challenges ahead?
I believe he will do so. These are just, we now live in a world or in a global village, as they say. Yeah, even if it's in Russia, you can hold meetings, Zoom meetings, you can do all kinds of things. You don't need necessarily to be here physically. But I can assure you, he'll be here physically to do his job. He will not be an absentee kind of president. He'll be on the ground.
What should Nigerians expect from the incoming president?
The president later said he tried to tell Nigerians what he plans to do as the new commander-in-chief. Number one, he wants to increase the number of people involved with security.
Okay.
Either in the army or Air Force or Navy or the police.
In terms of recruitment?
In terms of number, he will increase the number. He will also bring technology to bear on the operations of security. A lot of technology. You know, this day, look at what Israel is doing. The Israeli forces can sit down in Jerusalem wherever they want to sit, and if they want to attack somebody in Gaza, they know what to do. They will plug the person out and do it via technology. Very, very fundamental that we have to deploy technology to make our people safer.
That was the director of the Presidential Campaign Council of the APC, Bayo Onanuga. According to the fourth line of the national pledge, to defend her unity and uphold her honor and glory, this solemn promise must sink beyond a verbal recital to keeping away all that can divide us, because we all need each other for a better Nigeria. God bless Nigeria. This is where we draw the curtain on this episode. Thank you so much for listening. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to making this program successful. And you can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com. You can listen in or download The Bearing on Buzzsprout.com, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, and Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina. Remember, this is open for sponsorship and advert placement. If you intend to sponsor an episode, do contact us via WhatsApp on 0913-8933-390. You can also send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-8933-390.